the faith.
是我们的主自己说,
it is our own word who says.
无论福音传多远,
that is where consecration is
led. 因为他所做的乃是一件的美事,
because he does a beautiful thing.
感谢主,
brother, thank the Lord.
相信主耶稣是生命的开始,
believing in the Lord Jesus is the beginning of life.
奉献是长进的开始,
consecration is the beginning of growth.
你不奉献,
if you don't consecrate, you will always be a Christian, but you won't grow up.
你可以有很多的知识,
you might have much knowledge,
你很有很好的头脑,
you might have a good head,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 不要忘记,
the Lord cannot begin his work upon
us.
Consecration isn't that we lose something.
顺奉献就是从现在开始神在我们身上要做。
Consecration means that from now on the Lord is going to do something in us.
所以因着这里面,
for this reason,
我以我的良缘为一代的末药藏在我的怀中。
A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me that lies all night.
那因着我把自己奉献,
because I consecrate myself to the Lord,
所以你会对保罗, 你会像保罗一样,
you will be just like Paul
said,
I often cherish me the death of Christ in
me,
so that his life can be manifest in others.
末药代表十字架的,
myrrh represents the work of the cross.
末药就是 保罗所说的,
myrrh is what Paul said, the death of Christ. And yet the life begins in others. If you consecrate yourself, a bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me that lies all night. My beloved is to me a cluster of
hennep
in the vineyards of En-Gedi. It's in the vicinity of the Dead Sea.
如果是爱这个钟的话,
if the Dead Sea were a clock,
它大概8点钟到9点钟的位,
it is at the 8 to 9 o'clock position.
想想看,
think about it.
都是旷野,
it is all wilderness.
你看不见一片绿洲,
you don't see any peace or greenery.
但是你所看见的绿在哪里呢?
Where will you see an oasis? You'll see it in En-Gedi.
这个世界就像旷野一样,
this world is like the wilderness. And then in En-Gedi, you'll see something green. This is an oasis. And in the oasis of En-Gedi, there is a vineyard.
葡萄园多半的时间是不开花,
very rarely do you see a vineyard blossom.
结果你看见凤仙花,
but then you see the henna.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
世界是枯黄的,
the world is arid,
现在有一片是绿的,
but now you see a place that's green.
在一片绿的里面,
and within that green,
应该什么花都没有,
you won't see any flowers.
这是葡萄园,
because that's a vineyard.
葡萄园主要是结果的, 不是开花的,
the vineyard's purpose is for fruit bearing, not flowers.
但是我以我的良缘为一棵枫树,
but my beloved is to me a cluster of henna blooms in the vineyards of En-Gedi.
所以弟兄姊妹, so 你看见吗? 这个一个奉献的人,
one who consecrates, often he puts the Lord before him.
他常常经历in基地,
oftentimes he sees the henna bloom.
但是我们要记得,
we have to remember,
每次当我们亲近主的时候,
when we draw nigh to the Lord,
我们觉得他是宇宙中就这么一位,
we feel that he is but the only one in the universe.
他的确是神的独生子,
he is the only Son of God.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
你看见没有? 非常有意思的,
it's very interesting.
他不是主, 他为我们定十字架,
he was nailed to the cross,
从死里复活,
rose from the dead,
他领众子进到荣耀,
and he brought many sons into glory.
所以他是我们的弟兄,
he is our brother.
他在众弟兄, 他可,
when we are conformed to the image of the Son of God,
那么他要成为长子,
he is to be the firstborn.
长子什么?
What is the firstborn?
有许多的众子,
firstborn means there's a lot of
感激主, 我, 在这里我以我的良人为一颗奉献花,
And here it says, my beloved is to me a cluster of henna. If you face a henna bloom, you only see beauty. You don't sense the fragrance. If you only have one henna tree, you see it beautiful. You can't smell its fragrance. Thank the Lord. If it's the only son, you only see his beauty. You can't smell his fragrance. But thank the Lord. You know what is the special feature of a henna bloom? When the henna flower is in multiple, you can then smell its fragrance from afar. When our Lord leads many into glory, when all the church gathers together, when you break bread and remember the Lord together, not only when you praise the Lord is it beautiful, but on one hand, you break the bread. You are filled with the beauty of the Lord in your eyes. But as before the Lord, you smell the fragrance of Christ. Why? Thank the Lord. He leads us into glory. That is the vineyard and engagement. This is when we consecrate. When we come to
engage.
Here the Holy Spirit wants to use our consecration so that people can smell the fragrance of Christ. Verse 15. Behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair, you have dove's eyes. After we consecrate
ourselves,
the Lord starts to praise us. What is the special feature of one who is consecrated before the Lord? Our eyes are like dove's eyes.
你的鸽子的眼睛有什么特点?
You know what the special feature of a dove eye is?
它的焦点只有一个.
It has only one point.
什么时候它看见它所爱的?
Whenever it sees the one he loves,
它就看见了.
Then they'll fear. And whenever the dove cannot see the one he loves, they will start to cry.
你看见鸽子的眼睛只有一个，它是它的焦点只有一个。
You know that the focal point of a dove is only one.
一个奉献给主，one
who consecrates himself to
the Lord. 他的眼睛只看见他的。His
eye only sees the Lord.
所以你看见了，现在主就可以在我们身上工作。
Now the Lord can work in our life.
那现在我们要问,
now we ask,
当我们把我们的身体献上当作活祭,
when we offer our lives as a living sacrifice,
那神拿我们的身体做什么呢?
What does our Lord use our body for?
弟兄姐妹不要忘记啊,
don't forget,
我们奉献是把身体献上,
when we offer ourselves, we offer our body.
你说主啊,我把心给你, 我的身体不给你,
and if you say, Lord, I'll give you my heart, I don't give you my body.
你有没有看见两个心结婚的没有?
Have you ever seen two hearts married?
所以我们知道说当我们奉献的时候,
so when we consecrate ourselves, we offer up our body.
把你的口,把你的手,把你的眼睛全部献上,
you offer up your mouth, your eyes, your arms, everything.
这叫做奉献吧?
This is consecration.
但是弟兄姊妹,
when the Lord accepts our
那么好了,
how can he accept our body?
我这里顺便多说几句,
I'm going to speak a little bit more.
现在大家很担心自己,
many times today we're worried about a body.
所以希望呢吃得好, 希望呢注意一点,
we feel that we need to eat better.
这个也不可以吃, 那个也不可以吃,
you can't eat this, you can't eat that.
我看久了以后,
and then if you see it too long, you're not
going to
eat anything. Some many times people eat what the prodigal son ate.
你知道在美国有很多的燕麦的东西,
you know that in the States there are many things that are made of oats, and that is what the prodigal son ate.
如果你一天到晚注意，所以迟早有一天你受不了这个人呢。
And if you keep noticing you're worrying about this, you're going to break down.
我告诉弟兄姊妹一个秘诀。
I will give you a secret.
主在哥林多前书里有一句话。
There is one word in 1 Corinthians.
我们的身体是为着主。
Our body is for the Lord.
问题，你的身体是不是为着主？
Is your body for the Lord?
如果是的话，
if it is,
主就为着我们的身体。
The Lord then is for our body.
谁来照顾你的身体?
Who is going to take care of your body?
没有一个人比主照顾你更好。
Nobody is going to take care of your body better than
you. 所以你的秘诀是什么?
So what is the secret?
应当把身体献上当中。
Offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice.
你把你的身体放在你的手里是最危险。
If you put your bodies in your own hands, that's the most dangerous.
有一个弟兄早晨挂胡子的时候。
You know, a brother, when he was shaving in the morning,
他挂不下去了。He couldn't shave anymore.
He started to panic.
他说我不能再挂下去。我再挂，我把喉咙挂掉怎么办？你知道很多弟兄姊妹今天上午一天到晚都神经兮兮的。
You know, many people are very nervous these days.
为什么?
Why?
你把你自己的身体照顾到一个地步，弟兄姊妹，你几乎要发疯了。
If you take care of your body so much, you might get a nervous breakdown.
你一定要动手才可以。
You need to loosen your hand.
当我们的女儿从台湾到美国去读书的时候。
When my daughter went from Taiwan to the United States to study,
我们在机场有一个祷告,
we had a prayer at the airport.
我的主啊,我们从今天开始把她交在你的手里。
I prayed, Lord, we commit her into your hands from this day.
她在和我们在一起的时候,
and when she was with us,
你是把她放在我们的手里。
You put her in our hands.
但是你知道这双手多么危险。
But you know how dangerous these hands are.
是一个小小的生命。
You have a small life here.
如果我们不小心的话,
if we're not careful,
我们的手就决定了他一生。
Our hands can determine her entire life.
所以主,我们感谢。
So Lord, we thank you.
现在我们把它交在你的手里。
We commit her into your hands.
因为你的手是最安全。
Because your hands are the most safe.
这就是奉献。
That is consecration.
什么叫奉献?
What is consecration?
把你的身体,
take your body,
从你的手中,
from your hand and transfer it to the Lord.
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
这就是拿大香膏发出香味道。
This is the spice of sending forth fragrance.
那么当罗马书告诉我们说要把身体献上当作活祭。
And when Romans tells us, offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice.
那么现在问题在这里了。
Here's the problem.
主今天把我们身体收去，叫我们做传道吗？
If the Lord takes our bodies, does it mean we are to be missionaries?
主可能这样做。
Maybe that's the reason.
但是主的旨意太大了。
But His will is too great.
要紧在哪里？
The most important.
要紧就是说，今天主愿不接纳你的身体。
Does He accept your body?
燔祭就这样，身体旧约的燔祭。 Burnt offering 就这样,
the burnt offering of the old
testament 要整个的献上的,
you have to offer it up entirely.
你怎么知道主悦纳那个祭呢?
How do you know he accepts it?
天上的火降下来,
when the fire comes down from heaven,
把燔祭烧了,
and the whole burnt offering is burnt,
表示主悦纳了,
that means he accepts it.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
什么叫奉献?
What is consecration?
这个牛的身体本来可以用来耕田,
the ox, that body could be used to till the ground.
等到后来烧成灰的时候,
but when it was burnt to ashes,
你看见它用处改变了,
then its usefulness would change.
本来给世界用,
before the world used it.
但是现在这个 burnt offering, 这个火祭, 就变成馨香的火祭, 达到神的,
now this burnt offering becomes a sweet aroma unto the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你愿感谢这就叫做奉献,
this is consecration.
但是问题在这里,
here's the problem.
主今天从天上悦纳你的身体,
in the heavens, when the Lord accepts your body,
他当然要照顾你的身体,
he will take care of it.
因为他知道把这身体放在什么地方最好的,
he knows where to place the body the best.
那请大家告诉我,
tell me,
今天主悦纳了我们的身体, 把我们的身体放在哪里?
Where is he going to put our body once he accepts it?
如果你读罗马书第十二章的话,
if you read Romans 12,
你再读下去,
and you continue to read,
你发现还有一个身体,
there's another body.
那个身体叫做基督的身体。
There's a body of Christ.
我们在基督里成为一个身体。
We are one body in Christ.
现在你明白吗?
Now you
understand. 什么时候我们把自己奉献给主?
Whenever we offer ourselves to the Lord.
什么叫奉献?
What is consecration?
奉献就是让我们的主把我们的身体放在基督的身体。
It allows a Lord to take our bodies and put it in the body of Christ.
所以祷告机会就来了。
So you come to prayer meeting.
本来你不要来,
before you didn't want to come to prayer meeting.
你把自己奉献给你,
but once you consecrate yourself.
所以现在主把那个身体放在基督的身体。
So that body then is put in the body of Christ.
祷告机会来了,
you come to prayer meeting.
祷告机会也来了,
Lord's table 也来了,
很多时候你觉得我实在不行了,
you say many times I can't do it.
但是弟兄姊妹, 这和你的奉献有关,
this has to do with your consecration.
所以明白吗?
You understand?